Pennsylvania's top prosecutor is ordered to stand trial on charges she leaked secret grand jury information and lied about her actions under oath. WHYY's Dave Davies was on hand at the courthouse during this afternoon's preliminary hearing in Norristown and joins me live. And Dave, I understand some reporters were seeing double when Kane first walked in this afternoon.
Yeah, you may be referring to the appearance of Ellen Granahan, her twin sister, who's also in the Attorney General's office. Yeah, they were both there. One thing we didn't hear today was a word from Kathleen Kane herself, either in the hearing or as she entered or left in front of a throng of reporters. What happened here was that the state presented the case that they've already made, that she felt she had been embarrassed by a newspaper story, blamed a former prosecutor named Frank Fina, and determined to get even by leaking material about a 2009 investigation. He had led a packet of documents was prepared by the Attorney General's office. It was handed to a political consultant, which gave it to a reporter from the Daily News, and this story was printed. The charges are that she did all that. It was illegal because they were secret investigative files, and that then when a grand jury was impaneled to investigate, she lied about it. Her attorney, Gerald Chargell, made some procedural arguments that she was being rushed into this, that he didn't have enough time to consider all of the evidence against her. The judge, Kathleen Kelly Rebar, said, yep, you got a point, and you can make it at trial. She will be held for a trial probably sometime next year.
And indeed, Kane is being ordered to trial on all the charges against her, so I suppose her attorney was not persuasive in getting at least some of those charges dropped.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really expected that to happen. Typically, preliminary hearings are cases where the standard of the burden on the prosecution is very low. They need to make a prima facie case that there's enough evidence to proceed with a trial. And I think the judge was pretty clear that that burden had been met.
Now, Kane says this is about pornographic emails sent by state employees. Now, did that come up in court at all today?
It did briefly and oddly. I mean, yeah, in her only public comment so far, Kathleen Kane has said this is all about people out to get her, people who had been trafficking in pornographic emails that her office had come upon when they were doing a review of the Sandusky child abuse investigation. And briefly, her attorney, Gerald Chargell, when he was about to cross-examine one of the prosecution's witnesses, said that if Kathleen Kane had wanted to get even with the prosecutor she was mad at, she had a much quicker way to do it because she knew that this prosecutor had a collection of thousands and thousands of pornographic emails. Now, the judge shut that down quickly, did not allow that line of questioning, and afterwards, speaking with reporters, the attorney Chargell wouldn't elaborate, in fact, wouldn't even repeat the charge itself. But he said, yeah, the emails have something to do with that. We're going to make that case at trial. So the connection between the emails and the charges against her remain a bit mysterious, but her attorneys say they're going to bring it up.
Dave, lastly, to date, Kane is adamant in her refusal to step down. With that, what happens next?
She's back for a court appearance in October to be arraigned, and the trial will come at some point after that, perhaps next year when she says she will be running for re-election.
WHYY's Dave Davies reporting.